Need to know news. Chris Weinert, Fort Myer, Florida. Joe Olson, he had another show to do today. This is Wednesday, the 6th of December. You get the news and the show of my dog, May, in the background, showing her enthusiasm for the news. I'll give you an overview, then we'll take a look at opening statements or have a listen to it. All right, so today, I got a little reminder that devolving is not an option, no matter how hard path may go. We're going to go to the war. We're going to go to COVID. We're going to go to the price of gold and optics. And then we're going to finish up with a poet from a little more than 100 years ago. And I think he was looking at what a lot of the patriots are looking at. But let's start with opening statements. Chris, anything that you want to say to set context for the show?
No, let's get into the topics. I got a lot to talk about with some of that stuff.
All right, let's go. And I'll interface what I have to say in the context, because I'm giving the context to the stories. So first, I like this one. I just heard someone say, unfortunately, some people were not put here to evolve. They are here to remind you what it looks like if you don't. Devolution is not an option. We're going to go to the war. All right. So along with the context that we've set for 2 months, that this was a false flag attack. We've reported on, I believe, 4 expert witnesses that part of the border in Israel is the most secure and sophisticated. It's got heat sensors, motion sensors. It has eyes on. And even if an animal comes up, it sets off all the alarms. And somehow these people in little little flyers and motorbikes were able to penetrate. And then 7 hours took place and the military didn't respond. And then the damage caused was from the heavy artillery, not the handheld munitions that whoever those people were that were allowed a free pass had. All right, so it looks like some short selling was taking place days before October 7th. And that was betting against Israeli securities. And I'm sure there'll be more to that. I want to just play this British woman asking a question on the BBC.
And now with impunity, complete impunity, from the US and from the UK, starving out children, the amount of children and women that have died in this conflict, there are war crimes that are happening. And our governments, it feels like they are siding, you know, with Israel. What has Israel got over the UK and the US that is allowing this to happen? Because it's horrendous.
What does Israel have on the U.S. and U.K. to allow this to go on? So in the context of War II, this is Senator Dick Durbin. He's a Democrat from Illinois. And this might be also coming to the home front. I'll have a minute for Dick to explain himself here.
The southern border is one half of the immigration equation. Yes, we need order at the border. Yes, we need to have changes in the laws that reflect the reality of the overwhelming numbers from all over the world who are coming to our shores and our border. But there's also an incredible demand for legal immigration into this country even now. The presiding officer, my colleague from the state of Illinois, has legislation which addresses one aspect of that. Her bill, and I hope I describe it accurately, says that if you're an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? Do you know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force? They can't reach their quotas each month. They can't find enough people to join our military forces. And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for this country. Should we give them the chance? I think we should. And let me tell you.
What a dick. Hey, isn't that the same dick that's trying to conceal the Epstein flight logs or the Epstein list?
The very same dick.
Wow, what a dick. Hey, you know, another thing I think about that. Wow. How many people do you think got injured from that mandate that the same dick probably put on them a couple of years ago? All service members got to get the jab, and then now all these people are disabled. How many do you think that dick has screwed with that?
See, this guy he's a war criminal, and all of these people in leadership are dirty dick. Like dick.
What a dick. All right, anyways, yeah, I have enough of much in that dick.
So, Eddie, anything that you want to say about the war going on at the moment?
Well, which war would that be, Carl? I mean, it seems like there's a war on like a bunch of different things right now. You're talking about the Israeli conflict? Is that the war?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about like the war on like 7 billion people by like a 1% aristocracy? Which war are you talking about? It's kind of the same thing. That lady had a good question. What does Israel have on the United States to make them blindly serve them so loyally and just do their bidding for them? 20 years and $35 trillion in debt to basically conquer the sandbox for Israel. And really, Israel right now, some of their companies and corporations are buying black market resources beneath the fog of war from this conflict you're referring to right now.
Yeah, and so the context that I see, and this is an example, is that on so many fronts, the official narratives are just ready to pop. Netanyahu was just primed to be booted out of authority and possibly arrested within Israel. And then October 7th, false flag. And we can see how well that false flag is flapping. So that could pop at any time in some unexpected way. We shall see. We shall see. It's very close to the end game in so many areas.
Yeah, I think they're running out of distractions and tricks. People are buying their bullshit.
Yeah, it seems that everything is poetically coming to a close at the same time. All right, we got six updates with the so-called COVID being recognized as crimes against humanity. So we have this guy got arrested as a whistleblower in New Zealand. And what he did as a government insider is he published some of the data of vax batches that he thought were bad. He just thought that they were bad batches somehow. And he found that he couldn't get any official response within the usual way of communicating. And up to 24% of the people given the vax are now dead. And the government responded by arresting him. Now, also in New Zealand, a FOIA request showed that 11,000 of the politicians received an exemption to the vax that they dictated everyone has to take, and they arrest the whistleblower. So it's a race to the bottom, and talk about these areas about ready to blow the media coverage in New Zealand. So if you want to see this little clip, so the media is saying, oh yeah, well, there may have been four deaths possibly linked to the vaccine, but they're interviewing a medical doctor. And the medical doctor just came with a list of the people he knew and started reading them off. Dozen and more. Now, Pfizer is being sued, and part of the evidence that is coming to trial and is that Pfizer claimed that the vaccine is 95% effective. Okay. Well, if we actually take a look, and part of the data points in the lawsuit of Texas versus Pfizer is that, so you say that if you get a vaccine, 95% is going to be effective to not get COVID. Well, okay, if you got a placebo, then it was at 93%. So the difference in ordinary language of, is this Pfizer injection going to help me? Pfizer's own data represented it. Oh, yeah. If they told the truth, then you have a 1% better chance of not catching COVID, just according to that data point. Now, that means that this is fraud, because what they have done is they have, to a unwary population, the general public, they have used language that is a misrepresentation of the facts. We had talked about testimony upcoming in the UK. It happened in Parliament. And we had 12 members of Parliament. Now, there are 650 of those people, and four members from the House of Lords. And that's good. And the official response was the Sergeant of Arms downgraded the room request to only fit a third of the people who wanted in. The Sergeant of Arms didn't let media film it. And the cameras that are supposed to record every meeting in the building, somehow they had AV issues, so they couldn't record any of the testimony. And then they had a muted TV for presentations that they couldn't turn up. And they put in guards, uniformed guards, which the people said they've never done this before, as maybe a message of intimidation. And we have in Germany, so this race to the bottom, criticizing the government's vaccine policies can have you be fired and to have your pension cut off. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but here's a case study. And this was a guy who had been a firefighter, I believe. Let me see if I can get to his story, if I can find it in here. Maybe I don't, but it doesn't matter. Is that in Germany, the guy spoke out very softly, really, talking about that the government has gone beyond the limits of the law. So then this is a captain in the German armed forces. Here it is. "I am ashamed of the state of this state that I served faithfully for over 30 years. The man posted on Facebook in April 2020, in light of political measures to contain the pandemic, such as bans on gatherings and social distancing. What are we letting them do to us? This is the true face of an emergency dictatorship." So the non-emergency dictatorship cut his pension, which is Orwellian, illegal.
Hey, Carl, doesn't it seem like they're really doing that, though? They're going after anybody that really took a stand at the right place, the right time, told the truth at the right time. Look at Reinhard Fulmich. They're going after him. They're nailing him. They're going after anybody that's really calling this out for the bullshit it is. Do you remember Albert Bourla, the Pfizer CEO on CNN at the peak of the frenzy, talking about how he wasn't going to take a Pfizer shot because he hasn't had the illness and he's saving it for someone that needs it more than him? Hmm. This motherfucker knew, in my opinion, and I think that's why he wouldn't take the damn thing, to be honest with you. And I think it's why he basically wanted someone else to take it for him. And I think that most of these congressmen that were pushing that thing on you, and these radio personalities and these actors, probably if they didn't take the shot, I bet they're alive and fine. And if they did, they're probably ended up like Matthew Perry. And I think that a lot of these got placebos, a lot of stuff like that. This is absolutely, in my opinion, a war crime. And they're going to go after the whistleblowers and the eyewitnesses. And you know what else they're going to do? They're going to position their insiders. I think Robert Malone might even be one of these guys to really take control of the investigation and get to the bottom of things. And really what you're doing is leading people down a distraction avenue of lesser crimes to water it down, to wet blanket the real nature of what happened and really the extent of the corruption by which it happened. Well, I think that's really what we're seeing here is this type of medium level, mid level scapegoat hangouts, and certainly soft disclosures and limited hangouts, we'll just say.
Well, certainly our wannabe masters, if they can't have no hangout, they would want to limit it. And an update for Reiner. So when he was arrested at the German embassy in Mexico, where he had to get paperwork with his passport, I think that's been a month. There's testimony from his wife. From just, I guess, yesterday, maybe today, I sent it to the commenters for Need to Know and Jim, and that she said that he's being kept in isolated cell. He's not allowed a sweater in a German jail in winter, and that he's not allowed to talk to anybody, and that he is limited to, he's not allowed to write anything, but he can get 30 pieces of mail, and he's allowed one visitor a day for 30 minutes, and he's hanging in there and losing weight, and the food is terrible. But that's an update with Reiner. And Reiner, part of his statistics is that taking a look at the batches and the damage done by the batches, looked like about 5% of the batches were loaded to cause harm. All right. Anything else or move on, Chris?
You can move on. This is just going to piss me off, and this is probably get me in trouble to keep talking about this shit.
All right.
Throw me in jail.
Let's go to the Biden and Trump optics, and one of the optics is right. Oh, I got a screen share to do. Oh, I am screen sharing. I don't know if you guys see this. I'm going to have to stop share, and I've got to make sure. Yes, that's what I got to do. Okay, so you guys see this. All right, so part of what is going on with optics is the price of gold. And Chris shared this. It's over $2,000 an ounce. And if it gains another $26, which I don't think it did yet when the last time I looked, the U.S.
It
dollar.
It did. They slammed it back down, Carl. It was okay. Like 150. It went to 2150 on Sunday, and then they slammed it down.
So it was worth a penny compared to the 1913 pre-Federal Reserve dollar. And this is what's going to be happening, baby. When the dollar blows, people are going to want hard assets. And the discrepancy, the ratio of the gold to silver price is really historically out of proportion. I don't know, it was like 60, 70 times last time I looked, maybe more now.
It was 80 something, Carl. Yeah, it's this gold silver ratio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. They're saying it could go down to 5-1, 7-1, 10-1, 15-1. I've heard all crazy numbers.
Yeah, crazy numbers. And let's see, what else was I going to say? I don't remember. Maybe it'll come to me. All right, so let's go back on.
You were talking about inflation and basically the valuation of the dollar and how it's devalued to the point of basically a dollar being worth a penny now in gold terms versus the dollar.
Yeah. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the popping places is going to be is that it's going to be a little bit harder to disguise the fall in demand for U.S. debt securities with it, because it's at an auction. So we'll see how that transpires, because if officially, if we get to this emperor's new clothes moment and the market for U.S. debt securities dries up as people look around and say, I think I'm going to invest in something else, that'll be a big deal. But hasn't happened yet.
You're right, Carl. It's going to be the debt market that implodes that's going to kick this thing off, no doubt.
I think so. I think that, you know, but there are so many things that could go. I think that there has to be an economic pop to get people's attention. And I think it's primed to do that. All right. So Jim Fetzer's site, Patrick Maché, Joe Biden, America's Puppet Dictator. This is an excellent article for an overview, making the case that we're in AMREV 2.0 and how much we're just being fucked with by our own government. And if you'd like the overview, the FBI told Newsweek that Trump supporters are enemies of the state, the government suppression of free speech via Twitter and Facebook and social media. And the point that it's all going to the UN to give them dictatorial authority if they say climate change or pandemic, and then to be able to dictate what people do from there. And it's just an excellent overview for making that case if you need more for that. All right, we got this race to the bottom and seeing which world leader is going to go first. The subpoenaed bank records show that Hunter Biden's Owasco company made direct monthly payments to Joe. And that's what the paperwork is that they had and presented from the bank. And then propaganda Pierre, she was asked about that, and she had an answer prepared, and she answered honestly, saying, "You know what? I haven't looked at that report, so I don't know. I can't address it because I haven't personally looked." The follow up question is that, "Well, will you look and get back to us on the next press conference?" That would have been the follow up. Major study finds that 9 times more deaths due to freezing cold than to heat every year. And that would be a good counter argument about global warming. Well, okay, so one of your talking points is to save lives. Well, shouldn't it be warmer then? And more of the optics is that the Washington Post printed this opinion by Robert Kagan. Kagan is the husband of Victoria Nuland. And this family have the optic right here of Trump's head on the bottom, Caesar's head on top, and a Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. We should stop pretending. And the message is pretty clear there that maybe we should Caesar Trump because he's becoming a dictator. Same thing as like the story for Caesar. And let's pause right here. All right, Chris, Any comments?
I wish he would have went with a little bit more of a local lesson, maybe a little bit more of his own family lineage and gone to Kaganovich back in the Holodomor.
Yep.
You know, circle back to that stuff, that mania, that purge, that massive eugenics program that they ran, killing 30 to 50 million people across Eastern Europe.
And that is the history of these monsters.
Same Kagan.
Yeah.
Grandpa, I think. Crazy.
It is crazy. All right. And finally, I got to play this. This is just brilliant. And so Hillary is just going to be slapped hard. I don't even think she's on the stage anymore. But if she still existed, would she be able to sue? She wouldn't be able to. Take a look for yourself.
Climate change is real, everybody. Those hard drives got destroyed because of climate change. My husband flew to Epstein's Island 40 times because of climate change. I lost the 2016 election because of climate change. My husband cheated on me because of climate change. He literally got his dick sucked in the Oval Office because of climate change. Even Jeffrey Epstein died because of climate change. It wasn't me. It was definitely climate change.
Hey, Carl, next time someone says climate change and gaslights you with that, hit them with, are you talking about the chemtrails or what?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
Fucking crazy. That's all right, climate change. There, that's absolutely nuts. The shit that they're pumping out up there, you know, the nano aluminum, nano barium, nano strontium, all this stuff goes into the blood brain barrier. They know that it causes onset Alzheimer's and early dementia. 5G can probably accelerate that. Graphene oxide can make it more conductive. You tell me these assholes funding into all this money into Neuralink and Neuralace and this vax and all this bullshit. You mean to tell me these are just all harmless, innocuous coincidences, and that all these guys racing for that same Neuralace prize and that technocratic feudalism takeover of humanity? You mean to tell me that this is all a coincidence, right? I mean, unbelievable. Hillary Clinton's at the forefront. She's the tip of the spear of this. And, you know, I think people really need to see that for what that is.
Yeah, and part of what the chemtrails, I mean, you still see them all the time. Today we didn't have them, but yesterday we had a lot of them.
We had them all over today. We had soil samples taken
going back probably close to 10 years ago now, did demonstrate exactly the chemical elements that Chris was talking about, the aluminum, the borium, and that was part of the fire captain's analysis for the Northern California fires, is that these served as a chemical environment for which these fires to be accelerated, and that was part of the point for it. May, you got to wait. We're almost done. Then you can go. So I do have a poet's advice, not in a non-poem form, to close out, but any final thoughts that you want to share before we finish up?
Well, I think a lot of the stuff that was being gaslit and dismissed as conspiracy theory is all proven to be correct. And I think that you're finding some of these guys like Elon Musk and these white hats that people are talking about are really part of this controlled opposition. And I think that you're going to see them really try to take control of the narrative and try to, like I say, water it down or wet blanket it, limit hangouts, stuff like that. And really, I think that the quest for truth needs to be fought for and needs to be discussed. And I think that really when people just see that someone else has this in terms of a leader, they just step back and wait for it to happen, like the Q phenomenon or something. So I think that really for us to get to justice and to the truth, we got to keep pushing and got to stay active and remain very vigilant. It is the price to pay for freedom.
Yeah, regarding the speculation of who's in charge, which will be the deciding question. I think we were emailing about this or something. So there's basically two plays, is that we're going to get crushed, and the our opponents are gonna say, and what they say in the background and the context is, bitches, look what we showed your dumb asses, and then we took you down anyway. That would be impressive. And I would have to say, yeah, you're just out of our league, brothers. You beat us again. That's one possible option, kind of on a spectrum of possibilities. And on the other end is that we're receiving exactly what Q had promised, is that this is a show and that it is an accelerated show. And for me, after 46 years, and I'll put into the show notes the documentation and really Trump's 2017 tour with the optics there. And I could be wrong, because, you know, optics, anything that white hats could do can be done by next generation black hats. Maybe they're doing some sort of a presentation, an audition to descend into the next level of hell. I don't know. So, but I am personally optimistic, and I'll provide the evidence from which I draw my conclusions in the show notes. But Chris, you're absolutely right. In the meantime, we are responsible and we are compelled to direct what we think and what we say and what we do for something positive to happen. Personally, you know, I had this 2 years engagement with Hayward Unified School District, and I lost that. I was happy to engage in that. It was a battle that was tossed into my lap. It was relatively fun for me to do this. It did end up having me leave the profession of teaching earlier than I imagined, but that trade-off ended up being okay as it was. So for sure, we have to be responsible and take action where we see openings. And that said, I do think that something is going to pop. I do see it happening this month. And everything that I sense and can draw together from this thing shows me that it's not a coincidence that all of these narratives are about to poetically explode at once. But, you know, I've been wrong before, so we'll see. So let's end. Anything else you want to say, brother?
Just say you've probably been kicked out of finer places than that before, Carl. Don't worry about it. It's probably for the best. And, you know, hopefully when you went out, some of the students at least had respect for you making a stand and doing the right thing at the right time. That to me is the most important thing. If you really think about it, a lot of these people that are controlling and hijacking the narrative now, and like I said, the control opposition guys that I'm talking about, they did not say the right thing at the right time when the shit was hitting the fan. And those of us that did say the right thing, I think that really should carry a lot of weight and hold a lot of credence. And I think a lot of us that were, you know, had this in advance or while it was going on in real time, calling it out for what it was and being right about it. I think, you know, our track record needs to not be applauded because this is horrendous, but I'm just saying it needs to be considered. And maybe, you know, in the future moving forward, maybe instead of us being jested off and gaslit as conspiracy theorists, that maybe people will take a little bit more of a respect, or at least a thought, a second thought into what we're saying.
If we win, then humanity will have an explosion of creativity that is unimaginable in the present. If we actually had media that began introducing our best ideas, and that went in for fair consideration based upon factual reality, free energy, it'll be unrecognizable. The humans of today, we can demonstrate that they have been tortured, poisoned, and mind controlled. So what we are in the present is so pathetic compared to the explosive creativity that is possible. And it'll be a Star Trek future.
I agree, Carl. One thing I can also add to that, and maybe you probably would agree with this, is that no matter what, we cannot allow this group of despotic aristocracy group to remain in control of the science and the military power and the economic power that they have, because they are certainly, I don't even want to say dangerously underqualified to uphold it. They are certainly more than qualified, but they are absolutely corrupt, absolutely sinister. They have broken the social contract and betrayed every oath and every aspect of society that they should uphold. And still these guys with full weight of media and public relations firms are declaring themselves philanthropists. And these guys are psychopathic, abhorrent monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Running their charities as inversions. You know what I mean? Like Planned Parenthood.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they talk about helping mothers that are, you know, whatever, unwanted pregnancies, whatever bullshit they're saying. They're selling the fuck out of some baby parts and making a ton of money off stem cells and life extension technologies and all this shit. Every goddamn Secretary of Defense living to be 110 years old. You fucking kidding me? All these Rothschild secretaries and Rockefeller secretaries and Rockefeller having, you know, 10 heart transplants, whatever the fuck. This is, to me, just a two-tier society, a breakaway civilization, and they need to be brought to heel. They are super predators.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And with the 46 years experience and anybody who engages against these people at a serious level, you get defeated. Now, I'm still here to talk about it, but I was defeated. So they are in control, or so it seems. And we would need to have some sort of a breakthrough, which, again, is unpredictable and unimaginable, and friends in high places to be in control in the greater context to be able to make sure that anything that we think is a victory isn't just quickly crushed by a superior power. So we only have what we think and what we say and what we do. And we, of course, everybody speculates about the future on everything, but we'll find out together. And in terms of kind of the relative isolation that those of us who are pointing to the facts experience right now, as I keep saying, about 2% of the people seem to be able to engage in a factual conversation of this sort. That's one in 50. Rilke, the German poet, had something to say about that 100 years ago. And I'll read you this. This is from his letters to a young poet, giving advice to a poet trying to be. But everything that may someday be possible to many, the solitary man can now prepare and build with his hands that err less. Therefore, dear sir, love your solitude and bear with sweet-sounding lamentation the suffering it causes you. For those you who are near you are far, you say, and that shows it is beginning to grow wide about you. And when what is near you is far, then your distance is already among the stars and very large. Rejoice in your growth, in which you naturally can take no one with you, and be kind to those who remain behind, and be sure and calm before them, and do not torment them with your doubts, and do not frighten them with your confidence or joy, which they could not understand. Seek yourself some sort of simple and loyal community with them, which need not necessarily change as you yourself become different again and again different. Love in them life in an unfamiliar form, and be considerate of aging people who fear that being alone in which you trust. Avoid contributing material to the drama that is always stretched taut between parents and children. It uses up much of the children's energy and consumes the love of their elders, which is effective and warming, even if it does not comprehend. Ask no advice from them and count upon no understanding. But believe in a love that is being stored up for you like an inheritance, and trust that in this love there is a strength and a blessing out beyond which you do not have to step in order to go very far. I like that sentiment.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I tell you, there's certainly an effort to turn generations against generations, sexes against sexes, genders against genders, religion against religion. And I think once people start to understand what these instruments are being used as and this leverage and fulcrum system, and certainly figure out how it's tied to the economic system, the court systems, the propaganda system, all this stuff, I think that the only thing that's really going to get us out of this is our multitudes, our numbers. And if we can stand in solidarity with one another behind people that are righteous and certainly not compromised, I think that we really outnumber these guys greatly. And I think we have the righteousness on our side. And I think that counts for a lot in terms of moral high ground.
And that's a good way to close the show. The divide to conquer will be overcome by the connectedness that people express and experience. And then if we're connected and they're disconnected, I guess we can disconnect from the connection to the disconnected or something like that. We'll be back on Friday.
Before we started about how like a lot of families were divided up in the 2016 and 2020 elections, the COVID thing, the whole thing. I think once the truth gets out and people start to gather this information and really come to terms with this stuff and let their emotions kind of subside and their logic start to take hold, they're going to really revisit the concepts of propaganda and how it's divided their family, and probably going to come back stronger than ever, I hope.
Oh, yeah. People are going to unite when people discover the commonality that we've all been lied to, tortured, poisoned, and mind controlled. Then there is going to be a common synergy for health. That'll be and to be able to unfuck us up, that'll be a huge common commitment. And the whole money thing to free us from being debt slaves, that'll be very freeing. And then these breakthroughs that have been suppressed, like free energy, health technologies, people are going to be feeling pretty good, pretty fast, if the truth can win.
No doubt.
All right, we'll be back on Friday with more of the news that you need to know.